Jeffrey Carter.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Hello you and you, and welcome to Posh Space Couch. It's another beautiful day, and I'm your host, Shay Oluwashogo, the Posh P himself. How are you guys doing today? You know, I ask this question every single time I'm here, because genuinely, I want to know how you guys are doing. Posh P Couch was created for a safe place for people to actually express themselves, to talk about what they are going through, and also to build a community where we can actually help each other. So it's another beautiful day. The weather today has been absolutely horrendous, but it's Manchester. It's called Rainchester for a reason. So it's Manchester, Rainchester. And welcome. Last week, I had the opportunity of having a beautiful lady, a beautiful mother. Lizzie was on the show, and we spoke about parenting. We spoke right from the age, the generation of the boomers, the Gen X, the millennial, the down to the Gen Z, and even the Gen Alpha. And we were actually scared that the next generation might not want to have kids. But that was a very good section. Thank you for your feedback. We're growing, we're getting better, and Posh P Couch is here to stay. So today, it's another beautiful one. Right, let me start with Happy Valentine's to you people. It was Valentine's 2 days ago. I had a good time, and I hope you guys also had a good time. So this episode for today is the Valentine edition of Posh P Couch. And today's topic is love languages through different lenses. So I have a beautiful guest on the show today. She's going to talk us through love languages, because there's always different sides to love languages. What is actually love language? And those are the things that we're going to be talking about today. How do we receive it, and how do we give it? So we're going to try and explore as much as we can today. So we go on our first break, then before I introduce my guest, I'll tell you a little bit about her, and then she's going to tell us about herself also. So because it's a love edition today, I feel like let me start with an old school song by Two Face called If Love Is a Crime. This song was a very beautiful song to me when I was growing up. I used to love this song. So I'm like, you know what? Let's do that. So guys, I'll be back in a minute after this song, and then we go straight into today's show, and I'll see you guys in a minute.
but she told them she was waiting for the one that God was sent to fulfill a kind of craving, a special kind of loving, one with lots of understanding. Come rain, come shining. People started to say that she wanted more than a Mr. Right. All that she wanted was a man that sees the light. They say she's a fool for being uptight, when all that she wants is good love, love, and fight. Special kind of girl, hard to come by. This kind of girl, I even want to make my wife. You're the one, say no more. Don't bother about what the people say. As I say, every time that I look into your eyes, I see fire in there.
Fire.
And if you look into my eye, you see desire in there.
Desire.
A little love is a crime, and I want to be wanted. Said if love is a crime, I'm willing to be haunted. Got a lot of respect for you, cause your kind is so rare.
So rare.
It's kinda hard to imagine, but I know you're out there.
You're out there.
A little love is a crime, and I want to be wanted. Little love is a crime, I'm willing to be haunted. She said to me, do you wanna be the last man standing? She said to me, do you wanna be the one that them complimenting? Oh yeah.
Girl, I wanna be your beginning and your ending. Oh,
I wanna be the only one that you be sending. I can't believe she's still a virgin. Lots of guys have been up to her, but there was no compromising. She be strong, she be keeping herself until the day of her wedding. Under the right ceiling, with the right person. A person deserving of a special kind of loving. Every time that I look into your eyes, I see fire in there.
Fire.
And if you look into my eyes, you see desire in there.
Desire.
A little love is a crime, and I want to be wanted. Said if love is a crime, I'm willing to be haunted. For you, cause your kind is so rare.
So rare.
It's kinda hard to imagine, but I know you're out there.
You're out there.
A little love is a crime, and I want to be wanted. Said if love is a crime, I'm willing to be haunted.
So keep the fire burning.
Keep the fire burning, burning, burning.
Welcome back, my people. Yeah, that was Two-Face, If Love Is a Crime. Actually, guys, let me tell you a small story about this song. So this song, I was in Polytechnic, if I remember vividly, probably ND1 or ND2. And I was chasing a girl, and I wrote a lot of lyrics out of this song back then. Two-Face had some nice lyrics, and I kind of copied some from one and the other, and then I said it to this girl, and she loved it. He actually did the job back then, and these are the kind of things that takes us to actually the topic today, because there's different ways where we actually express love. You know, there's word of affirmation, there's acts of service, there's quality time, there's physical touch. And then there's gift, which I feel like is the most common one, stereotypically, by the way. And under gift, we're going to talk a lot more on that gift, because I feel like with media and everything today, gift seems to be the highest ranking of all the love languages. But I'm not going to be the one to speak about that. Someone else will do that. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to introduce my guest. Her name is Jane. So Jane is my co-student. I mean, you guys are aware that I'm doing my master's again. So I met Jane not even up to 2 months. And, you know, from one way or the other, she's already on the couch. You know, she's moving up in a very, I don't even have English for it, but that's good. We actually clicked, and she's the reason why we click also is because she's into our media. So she knows a lot about media, probably even more than me, because I got to be there not long ago. And she's been doing that for years. That's actually what she does for a living before moving to UK to study. So I'll introduce her now and then. We're going to hear from her. So, hello, Jane. How are you today?
I'm very well. Thank you, Shay.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm very well. I'm happy to see you. Happy to see you today. How's the day been today?
Awesome. Aside the cold.
Mm-hmm. You're still adapting to the weather here.
Day has been good. Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. So, right. The topic is love language.
Mm-hmm.
Right, what's love language to you, and what would be the highest ranked for you?
So for me, love language is, I would just say, it's a way to express how you feel for someone else, and I can even say for yourself.
Definitely, I agree.
For someone else. And of course, the way you feel for yourself, you can't give what you don't have, you know.
Absolutely not.
So that's pretty much it. And for me, the highest, for me personally, it would be the act of service.
Okay. Act of service. I like that. I'm going to ask that question myself, actually. I'm going to answer that question also. I feel like for me, the highest ranked would be quality time.
Quality time, for you.
That would be for me. I believe we all have all the five traits. Mm-hmm. We all want the five traits.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like there's an hierarchy of what you actually want. And the one that you like less. So let's go into the media, because that is your field.
My core area.
Your career. Tell us more about yourself, actually. Tell us. Introduce yourself to us. Who's Jane?
Yes, so Jane is a media personnel who is so in love with personal branding. I love when people are well branded. You know, when you see a person,
mm-hmm.
like Shay, just like you said, we saw and we clicked, you mm-hmm. know. I see you and I see your brand with you. Mm. I'm that kind of person who I'm looking at somebody and with a little click, I can already tell that this is the personality of this person.
Wow.
Yeah, I love it.
That's a gift.
I love it big. I love it full of confidence, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like mediocres around me. I love people who show up and you don't even care what people say. Mm. Your presence alone just shakes everywhere.
Oh, wow.
That's nice. You're also someone who impacts. I'm very big on impact. Giving back and touching lives. Yeah.
All right. So talking about media, has that been you right from childhood, or is that what you actually walk into as you grow older?
I studied theater arts.
Right.
Then I'd always really, really been, even from, you know, right from when I was a child, I just loved television, radio, and I saw myself in front of the mirror trying to replicate the things that the newscasters have done.
Mm-hmm.
And so when admission came, I was actually running, I wanted to do law, study law. You know, and when theater art came, I just looked at it from the eyes of the media. Like, I just felt like, oh, theater art, I can navigate into media from there. And I know what's going on, I did media, social media, and
And here we are today.
Well done.
That's a good one. I love that. I love you. So let's define each love languages.
Okay.
And then we'll pick it from there. Mm-hmm. So let's start with the first, which I go with word of affirmation.
Yeah.
So what's that to you, word of affirmation?
Word of affirmation. I mean, just like you said, all of this, the five love languages, you know, they are very important, mm-hmm. you know, depending on the one that you want the most. But you can't even leave out one for the other.
That's right. All right.
So words of affirmation, especially for we women, you want to make your hair and the person next to you says it's nice.
Right.
You know, you want to, it kind of also helps you build your confidence, you know, and words of affirmation.
Yeah,
when people appreciate you and you appreciate others.
And they say it out loud, not that.
And they say, yeah, don't keep it to yourself.
Yeah, I feel that's what happens most of the time. Like you said, especially from women, stereotypically, a lot of time, we men, we actually know you're beautiful, but we don't have to say it out, but we just keep it to ourselves. But actually, you want to hear it sometime. Like, tell me I'm beautiful. Tell me I've just done my nails. Acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And I feel like that makes some people feel good, like when you say it, which is
and
the
I
word
see what it does to men too. I mean, so that we're not just, it's not for,
yeah, it's
have
not
you
just
seen,
for, no, it's just, for, yeah, yeah, it's just for, it's the, not a gender based thing,
it's not gender based at all. Like, when you, your man comes, steps out, like, guy, you look good for some reason. Something just springs from the inside out.
I mean, where you know, remember that movie where the girl was calling the guy Odogwu, and that just makes him feel he wants to do more.
So
word of affirmation, actually, I think is a thing that everybody should actually acknowledge. Tell your partner you're beautiful, you're handsome, this dress looks good on you.
Yeah,
this shoe is on point. You know, those are little things that actually goes a long way. The second one is act of service. I'll let you take the lead again. What's act of service to you? Which, that's your favorite.
That's my favorite.
So you tell us more about that.
So act of service for me is the little things. It's not even big. Like wanting to just see how you can help out.
Right.
Even if it's not 100%, you know, just putting in that little effort to say, is this thing wrong? Okay, I see that something is wrong here. What can we do?
How
can I help you? That alone, just even if that thing is not resolved per time,
right,
you know,
right,
you're
right.
just the fact that this person is bringing themselves to even, you know,
the thoughts
behind it, even if it's not done 100%, the fact that they've even volunteered to be part of that thing, you know, it just makes it. For me, God.
For people on radio, you need to see Jane's face right now, because she's very passionate about this act of service. And I agree with you, because sometimes, even as a man, there are some things that you're doing. It's not like you don't know how to do it, but when someone comes in and they just try to help you, or there's something that you're doing and they just give you another view to it, and then you're like,
angle, you know,
and that just make things, you know, sometimes it's, I believe in alignment, and I feel like sometimes when we're doing something, we just need another perspective for that thing to align, and that's what the partner or your friend or whatever can actually bring to the table, and that's where act of service coming, where you just be like, Oga, this thing that you're doing, why don't you try it this way? Can I help you do this thing? I remember when I started Push Me Couch, and then I was trying to do the flyers, and one of my friends in Nigeria, because I tried the flyer here, and he was like, Oga, make I do this thing for you now, and till today, still is the one doing my flyers,
awesome.
and that's the, as little as it is, it means a lot to me. Like it means a lot to me, because he's doing it willingly, freely. Like he's happy to do that kind of things for me, and that's what looks out of service is. I think we kind of look down on it, because sometimes let's use DIY as an example. Sometimes you want to do some things in the house. Not all men are DIY'd.
Yeah.
But when, even just to fix a bulb sometimes can make someone happy.
Little, It doesn't have to be much.
Yes, it doesn't have to be much. Like, just trying to do all those little things. You're moving out, someone coming to you. I mean, David, shout out to David, whatever he is right now. When I moved into my house, David did my shelf, he did my wardrobe, and I'm not there. I pay for everything. But he actually came in and, did all those things for me, and that's act of service. Mm-hmm. And a lot of us don't actually, and people, they don't even think about it, because it's like,
yeah.
You want to say something?
Yeah, I'm a product of the art of service. Mm. You know, I've given it to people. Mm-hmm. Like, I've had to do it a lot of times, and I've seen how it paved way for me. I'll give like my secondary school. I went to Federal Government College, Odogolu, and then we're not having our reunions and all of those.
Okay.
And then a few of us just began to do, put out things. Like, imagine the last reunion that we had. People flew in from all over the world to come. I'm an executive, but I was there serving people.
Mm.
Like my course, when you're receiving your classmates, all of you. And, Kiniwa, what are you eating at?
Mm-hmm.
And then something major, like, I'm going to say this here for free. Like, when I was coming to the UK,
right,
and then I just mentioned to them that, see what I'm doing now. Jane, if you're doing this, you must
help you.
My money must enter inside.
And that's because of what you've done.
I wasn't even looking at the things. I just felt like...
Of course, because it's natural. It's nature to you.
Yeah, it's just natural. So I just felt like, these things, for us to have that bond, we need to do these things to, get everybody together. And it began to pay off, and you get...
Nice. I feel like we the way we express that one is quite very, very good.
That's my own.
Yeah, because it's yours. Why. Yeah. Right, we go to mine now, which is quality time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm big on quality time because I feel like I want to spend time with someone. Either friends or love. Either way, I believe in being there physically for people. And there are so many times a lot of my friends, especially when I went into therapy, because it has been me before I discover myself, who would just come to me, talk to me, but before I actually say, this is me. And then my mentor back then, she was one that said, Ashayi, this thing is you. Why don't you do something in this field? And they said the rest is a history, which is history now. And I will actually go physically to see my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they are going through, I will go there. I want to see you. I want to see how you're feeling. I remember when they introduced us to teletherapy, which is online therapy.
Mm-hmm.
I struggled because I want to see the tap fingered. I want to see the leg that's shaking. I want to see all those things when I'm talking to someone in therapy. I don't want to just be online when I'm just looking at your face. I cannot read your face to tell you to know what's going on. It's not easy for me to assess you when I'm just looking at your face. I want to see the whole body. I want to see what is moving, what is tickling. Then I can use that to do my assessment. So I'm big on quality time. I feel like we have to be there for each other.
And then quality time, let me just, it's yours. Time also is we're talking and you're not pressing your phone.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
You're not distracted.
Concentration.
Like, you're concentrating. You're listening. I mean, listening.
Yeah.
I'm not good at it.
Right. Oh, wow. That is some level of accountability.
Yeah.
I love that.
I have a very short attention span. So I'm just trying to, and a few of my friends complained about it.
Right.
Like, when you're talking to me and it's too long, I kind of zone
off. Okay, switch off.
I switch off, so they already know how to reach out to me. I see when people give quality time and it means a lot.
And that's the beauty about life. We all cannot be the same.
Yeah.
Like, you've just spoke about act of service with passion. I can relate, but that's not me.
Exactly.
But then when it comes to quality time, I can say, I can actually sit down there and cry with you for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Or talk to you about anything. for hours just because I want to see you move from one stage to another. And I will listen. I think that's probably my strongest point is listening.
Yeah, I think.
So
I've encountered you.
I mean, you have. And I will. And people be like, how do you manage to actually remember everything I've said? It is inbuilt for me. Oh, well, not. Sometimes you have to learn things also. It's the skills that I learned over the time. Because you can have something inbuilt, but if you don't develop it, then there's no way it's going to actually grow. So it's something that I've actually developed over the years. So for people that actually love quality time, and so we're still going to flip this over later, guys. Mm-hmm. So don't worry. So people that love quality, they want to spend time with you, and the other party is like, I don't have time. I'm this, I'm that. We're coming back to that, but that's quality time from the fact of I want to be there, I want to see you, I want to talk to you. Right, we'll move to the fourth one, physical touch. Right, physical touch with no filter, I think physical touch can be quite sexual, which is also part of relationship. Because some of the time when you're with people and you're talking to them, and there's a lot of touching, it can be uncomfortable for some people, especially when it's an early stage of relationship. Even in friendship, because you're my friend, you need to have it, there's going to be a boundaries. So you can't just be touching me. And there's some touching, right? People, they beat you. They are talking to you, but they are just, and then you're like, "Aga, don't kill me now." Why they eat me? And but that's their own way of expressing. Have you experienced something like that?
So for me, physical touch, I'm thinking that if we're in a public place and you're holding my hand, is that physical
touch? Oh yeah, absolutely.
So which other one are you saying? How deep?
Deep, like, okay, for example, now I'm still getting to know you, and then we're sitting down, and then you're trying to cuddle me, you're trying to kiss me, even though that's your own way of saying you love me, you want to kiss me, you want to express yourself through touch, like full hug. But I feel like there's a level, there's a stage where you grow from one stage to another. But some people don't have a boundary. Immediately they like you, they're touching you.
But this is also like for married couples, do they have restrictions?
Oh no, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
But the decision will be from the partner himself if he doesn't like it or if she doesn't like it in public. Some people don't like PDA, some people does. And these are the real things that actually happen. These are the things that we're gonna start breaking down in a minute now about this whole topic.
Oh yes.
Right. So the last one before we start the breaking down is receiving gifts. Right, you lead that one.
So, just like I'm a little, not so much kind of person.
Okay.
You don't have to break the bank to please me.
Right.
That's small biscuit. That's more sweet. That's more, let's share.
Right.
You know, it's who I am. Like, we just appreciate all of it. I mean, some people, we're going to
it on we it. Can start from there and work it back up, so you can actually go on.
I've seen people who just want to, there's somebody I used to know, her man beats her,
right?
Yeah, and then after beating her, he now buys her gift. And I feel
that's like an apology.
And then she's excited.
Because that's our own love language.
And it is very useless to me.
To
me, it's
absolutely
very useless. I mean, so love language,
the receiving gift.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't even have to be that big.
Mm-hmm.
But the intent, it doesn't even have to be Valentine's. It doesn't have to be Christmas. It doesn't have to be
anything. Just a normal day.
Just a normal day, you know. Just pick up something and say, take. I see you. I see. It might even just be a friend who is depressed or something, and you just buy them a flower or even a card where you just write, you know, something and then send to them, you know, receiving gifts. I mean,
it's a big one. It's a big one. Because I had an experience with someone. Someone told me this. So this couple, their love language, fortunately for both of them, is receiving gifts. So they had an altercation in the house, and the man couldn't handle the intensity of the argument, so he left the house just to cool off, and the lady stayed in the house. So this guy's been gone for like 3 hours now. So, and then was now evening time, like 7:30, I was told. So when he was coming back home, he went to the takeaway shop, got the wife's favorite chocolate and everything, and food, brought it home. The woman also, who has been at home, has cooked his favorite meal, and did some nice things because they want to settle themselves. And when they came back home, I brought you this, I made you this. And I'm like, wow. You see how beautiful that is. Mm-hmm. And that just ended the whole wahala that they might be. I mean, that now we can talk. Mm-hmm. And the talk will make more sense. Because now you've made me happy, I've made you happy. And that's how simple receiving gifts can be.
Yeah.
But the flip side of it now is it what I want? Is it my love language or is it your love language? That's what we're not going to be dealing with right now. So we're going to start with receiving gifts. So if I'm a giver, and that is not the top of your list, and now something has happened, like you said, a lady that was being beaten by the husband or the partner, and now he's coming, he's bringing gifts. But you want act of service. That will be your apology, will be when he comes back, he actually say, acknowledge what he has done, and then we'll speak about it. And then now the gifts can make more sense.
Exactly,
because you've settled. Mm-hmm. But some people don't do that. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that? Because that's now let's talk about the receiving, the other side of the love language. Because we all act on what we believe as our own love languages. Mm-hmm. We don't always think about the other party. So let's look it from that lens now.
So I would say that communication is king in this situation. If I have a partner, we first want to talk about our love. Like there's a stage where we talk about our love languages.
There should be
mm-hmm. a stage. Mm-hmm. So people don't actually talk about it. That's why it's like it's one-sided.
Absolutely.
A man who loves to give gifts, he's just giving you gifts, and he's not even looking at the other things. You can give me gift and I just throw it or just keep it anywhere. You know, so if you don't communicate this, your partner is not going to know. And then when you even know as a partner, I mean, make it a point of duty to live up to, as much as okay, now you want to share, you want to give gifts, but honor that my own
wishes.
My own love language.
Your own love
honor
language.
It. Mm-hmm. You know, don't push it to the ground.
Yeah, don't force yours on me.
Don't force yours on me. I know somebody who would tell me that it's Cinderella story. Like, this thing that you're asking for is Cinderella story. And in my head, and I'm like, I'm not even asking for too much. I mean, this is just what I'm asking. And so I remember that even when this person gives me gifts, I don't value it. No matter how big it is, I just look at it like the major problem you haven't solved.
So how do you communicate that to your partner? How do you make them listen that this is actually how I want to be treated?
So
it's my love language.
It's on them. I mean, just make sure that you say it.
Right.
Make sure that, I mean, someone who is sensible should process it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you love me, if you say you love me, I mean, this is not too much to ask for. I'm telling you that this is what I like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to work towards also doing what you like.
Absolutely.
Do you understand? So don't push it. Don't shove it off. Don't make me feel like I'm crazy asking for what I'm asking. And don't stop at, and then, of course, we get tired of saying this.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying it and the person is not listening. Just keep saying it.
I was going to say that. Yeah. Because sometimes you have to reiterate things
just keep,
over and
yeah,
over
just
again.
Over and over again. And
it.
Then, yeah.
Right. We hold our thoughts and we go on break because this has been fun so far. We hold our thoughts, we go on our break, and then we'll be back. We will actually finish this topic, and then we'll do our rant of the day, guys. If you have any rant, what we want to rant about, let's air it. Let's talk about it. You might have gone through some during this Valentine period. Maybe someone has upset you, they didn't send that gift, or something has happened. please send it now, then I'll read it when I'm back from the break. And the song we're going to listen to now is called Why Love by Asake. We'll be back in a minute.
Baby, let's keep on jamming. This fire cannot cool down. Baby, damn it, it's not me. Body shalom, oh my baby. I don't wanna only go, Yarobi. Ilai, oh, but oh, damn it. Oh, damn it, oh, the big money. My tights. You are the one, brother, my wine. You are the love,
I love, I love, I love. Okay, just say. Special one, my bestie. You know I'm a soldier, boy. But in your case, I'm calm down. Now your confidence, they bust my head. Take it easy.
One for the road, keep it steady. Yeah. Two for my girl to get energy. But the magnetizing, fascinating. You light up the room, illuminating. Captivating, who can charge me? Such a bad body for the bad me. Keep it moving, for a body.
My thighs, perfect size. Brother, my wife.
I love, I love, I love, I
love, love. And this Valentine, I got some gift, and I'm happy. I gave gifts also. So, because I was going to ask Jane that, because I feel like stereotypically Valentine is for women most of the time, because they get and get and get. So, but they will get us singlets and boxers traditionally. But I feel like they are stepping up now. They are getting us something else. They are doing more. And we love that. We love that. So women, big up to women. Woohoo! Shout out. So right, let's move to physical touch. So sometimes I might love physical touch, but that might, even in relationship, by the way, even in marriages, mm-hmm. I might marry someone who is love language is not physical touch. And I wanna come on the couch and cuddle and watch movie, and this person is giving you eyes like, "Oga, I'm not in the mood for this." How do you navigate those kind of things where what actually is my love language, not yours, and I want to give you boys? How do you navigate that?
Yeah, so I'm thinking that you have to you can't win all. Win some and lose some. If right. your husband's love language or your partner's love language is the physical touch, mm-hmm. why not? I mean, you have to just, if you want them to do for you, you will do for them. So it doesn't have to be all crazy. Mm-hmm. I mean, mm-hmm. if your partner, you're both watching movies mm-hmm. and he wants to cuddle you, mm-hmm. it's no big deal. I mean, it might even not be something you used to like. But for the sake of the love that you have for the person, you have to...
You adapt a little bit.
I mean, it's not but that...
It can be overwhelming. No. Especially in the beginning, if you're not used to it.
I feel like it's going to be the way. That's where communication comes in. Okay. That's when we give ourselves grace. To be able to adjust to some of these things.
It takes time.
Yeah.
And I feel like my own input is if that's my love language and it's not yours, I won't force it on you.
Mm-hmm.
I will introduce you to it slowly.
Exactly.
Instead of just...
It's not like, you don't have to slam it to my face. Or now always, you know, some people now make a fuse out of it. Your own love language is this and I'm giving you. Mm-hmm. Why can't you give me mine? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. that kind of now brings a friction and a lot of, you know, quarrels that are not necessary.
What about quality time? And I like where you're deficitly. And I had this issue, a very big one, when people want to talk to me on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, your lifespan is whatever. My attention span on the phone can be, I don't know, 0.9.
My phone is actually permanently on vibration or silence.
My phone doesn't ring.
Yeah, I don't let it ring.
My phone doesn't ring, like, at all. So, I know when a call is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the time, I'll miss your call, sorry to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll return your call.
Yeah.
So, I don't do chit-chats on the phone. Hello, how are you? Go straight to the point and I'm done. 1 minute, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, some people can be on the phone. I remember extra cool hours back in the days. This is years ago. This is like 20 years ago mm-hmm. back in Nigeria when they introduced us to extra cool. I mean, we were young. And then you start from 12 midnight all the way till 6. I will be on that phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you fall asleep and wake up. Guess what? You always fight.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you talk too much, something else will come in,
mm-hmm.
and then there will be problem. So for me, I love quality time. So how do I adapt to someone who is not a fan of quality time?
So what I've had to do, like the kind of friends I have, I think they already understand the kind of person I am. I'm saying for myself now. I don't know if this works for any other person. So my friends have agreed that this person does not. It's not her love language,
mm-hmm.
but whenever she gets a chance, I'm somebody that we might not talk for 2-3 months,
mm-hmm.
and then when we're catching up, we can talk for 4 hours, 5-6 hours, mm-hmm. and then we're covering up everything.
Yeah.
And I still feel so connected to mm-hmm. you. Mm-hmm. There are some people who will talk you down. Oh, I call you. Have you ever had people like that in your space where mm-hmm. they're calling you? They don't care what you're doing or what you've done or what you've been through. They're just concerned about the fact that you haven't reached out. And then I don't have such people in my circle. I mean, if you ever complain about me not giving you quality time, then you're not my inner circle.
Mm-hmm.
You're not in my inner circle. So those in my inner circle, they know how we roll. You know, 4 hours, 5 hours after 1 month, two months, you know. You just say, baby, can you talk? Immediately the call comes in. There's nothing we don't talk
about. So you make up for that time.
I make up for that time, yeah.
I mean, that's sort of the way to say it. Because I feel like I said earlier, the beauty of life is our differences.
Because mm-hmm.
I feel like if we were all the same thing, it would be boring.
Yeah, it would be very boring.
We're just going to be walking like a zombie.
Please, I would also like to say this. Please, if quality time is your love language, mm-hmm. don't compromise it. I mean, if you're with people who can give it back to you, please receive it.
Oh, absolutely.
Please receive it with all your spirit, soul, body.
For example, this Valentine, you might have a partner who say, love language is not my... But as a woman or as a guy, you know that this time, I want to spend this time with you.
Yeah.
So that means we must have planned
that
on February 14, no, Oga, you don't do anywhere. So that one, there will be no compromise because that is what you want. Mm-hmm. And then when the body flavor of switches, also his God or his Shogo, we have his or our own way. Also, like, okay, this one, we're going to Arrot and we're going shopping and you're buying this and you're buying that. Mm-hmm. And you'll be like, okay, I'm going to save up to get you a Cartier or to get you a Coach bag. I think that's how
at the end of the day everything just matches out.
And I think we spoke about act of service, we spoke about word of affirmation also, and because I'm big on communication. It's very, very effective communication actually, because
not just to talk
because people can hear you, but they're not listening.
I hear you.
You can hear, they hear you. But ask them, what have I said?
They can't.
They cannot repeat it back to you. So, and these are the things that going forward, we should learn how to manage each other's. Because let me tell you the other side of this thing is, there's a mental side to what they said that we're talking about.
I hear you.
Mm-hmm. It's a mental side to it, because if I love word of affirmation and you've been giving me something else I don't like, I will rebel one day.
Mm-hmm.
I will rebel. And then you'll be like, oh, but I did this for you. But I did that for you. Oga, you were not doing what I want.
It won't count.
It wasn't what I wanted.
And for women, we are very, you know how women are, you know how we are wired. When you have a partner and you're not saying all of these things to them, if they hear it outside, they go gaga.
Ooh, that's another, wow.
They go gaga. That's true. I mean, so you try to guide is that what she wants? Give it to her. Because by the time she steps out and another man is telling her, oh, you look good, somebody buys her biscuits. You know, I'm just, somebody else is listening to her. Before you know it, your partner is going. She's drowning. I mean, whether it's the guy or the woman, let's not make it about just the women now. I mean,
It's
both sides.
Have you heard of this this thing they called work wife, husband, work wife. The people that you spend most of your time with are the people that are at work or something.
Mm-hmm.
So if love language is your thing and you're not getting that, if your quality time is your thing and you're not getting that, and you go to work and there's one boy or one man or one woman that you're spending 8 hours with and it's giving you that time, before you know, you're going to be sleeping. Because people say I trip and fall. Okay. Well, did you not see there's water on the floor? So you need to, we all need to be careful of how we actually manage this. It's a big thing. We actually don't talk much about it, but it's actually real. If we can actually get these love languages right, relationship will actually be better.
Yeah.
I believe.
I agree with you totally. I mean,
right. So, like I said, there's trauma of what was happened to people in the past. I don't want to go too much into therapy of whatever about what love like is actually done to some, because the way you're nurturing, the way you grew up also determines how you receive love. Because if you grew up and you have you've been molested or you've had some past that's not pleasant, you don't want no one touching you, that will not be a love language for you. Any touches is gonna flare up, and then it's gonna turn to something else. So we need to be cautious. We need to know people that we are dealing with first. That's and that's where communication comes in again. Communication, because I don't know this person. I don't know how they receive love. So I know I want to show love. I want to give love, but it's not just about you. It's both parties.
Yeah.
It's both parties. I've actually enjoyed this so far. So good.
Thank you.
Right, we'll round up. We're gonna go into rant of the day, and the first rant of the day I have here is it's about gaslighting. See, that word is very big it's overused, especially in the Nigerian community. Everything gaslighting, misogynist, blah blah blah. Right, these are big words. So he said apparently they were meant to spend the Valentine together. But the guy then did not turn up and then told her, oh, I've gotten you this. I tried to repackage whatever. And then he said he, so apparently the girl has already asked for a certain thing I don't want to mention, and that thing now came out on that Valentine's Day. Now he went to get that thing for her. Do you get
why he canceled?
So that's why he didn't made it, so he didn't come back that day. Now the second day he now came with that thing and said, I went to get this thing for you. So the guy, the girl said he is gaslighting. So what do you think? Do you think it's true or he's just lying to her?
Did he bring the thing?
He brought it.
Gaslighting. I'm looking at the word gaslighting in this context now. Okay. I mean, you didn't show up for a date. Mm-hmm. Did he communicate it to her? That's another thing. I mean,
absolutely.
And for her to use the word gaslighting, I mean, you know, when so this guy gaslighting is big. You know when? Yeah, it is. You know when you just make someone look like a fool. Mm-hmm, I mean, that's mm-hmm. how she felt.
Yeah,
I mean, because yeah. her, and that's not the first time that this guy is coconut
probably
head
doing
guy.
It.
Did he not
and because
her?
She likes what he has brought, it's hard to fight him. Because I've asked for this thing, and now you've brought this thing, but then you've disappeared on the day that we're meant to.
That day is like the most important day, and you don't show up. Then you come in. How am I so sure you were not even with somebody else?
Someone else. That is where. That is the point.
Yes, and then she can't even talk. I'm sure that's why she's saying. That's why she's using the word gaslight.
Yeah,
maybe
well,
she's trying to say, I wanted you on this day, and then the guy is saying,
Are you
saying that this thing I brought? Okay, I see where she.
You're gaslighting me. Like you're telling me, oh, I bought this thing for you, but. God, where were you yesterday?
I mean,
oh well. well, my say to this, because at the end of the day, the one my input is you as a lady, you wanted something. This thing has now been delivered. Now you need to. Do you actually trust this guy? Mm-hmm. Let's start from there. Has there been? Because we ignore red flags a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like most of the time when we walk into something, we actually know what we're walking into, but we just close eyes like this and we enter into it. So you need to do some self reflection and take some accountability for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only way I can help you. I'm sorry, I might not be able to give you this direct answer, but all I can say is you need to reflect. Has this thing been happening before?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just been exaggerated now because of what actually happened in this context. That's where you are. You can see it. Because for you to use the word gaslighting, that means that thing has been brewing before.
Yeah.
It's been brewing before and you feel like he has gaslighted you. So, I'm sorry. I'm sorry you feel that way. I've been told to be saying this. But yeah, I understand your pain. I feel your pain. But yeah. Collect your gift, Oga. Okay? Collect your gift because you wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
So I would not tell you to say, I don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
Collect your gift. Let that be your consolation. But going forward, you need to reassess and actually know if this is actually where you want
to
be.
Let me add this to it. Yeah, just like Sheyi said, if you think it's a red flag and you guys are just in a relationship, please don't go on. Like if this is going to break your heart in marriage, don't go on with, you know, don't take
without
the next step.
It.
Yeah, don't.
Yeah,
make sure that you fix it.
Yeah.
If he doesn't want to fix it, then
and then that's when you know.
Just took her.
Right, guys. I think it's been an amazing show today. Jane, thank you. Actually, I have one last question that I used to ask everyone that's on the couch. So now you've experienced Posh Pit couch. You're on the couch. How does it make you feel? How do you feel?
Relaxed. I mean, I feel like I'm home. Feels like home, yeah. And I'm looking forward to you doing bigger things. I mean, this is just, this feels like home. Easy, no stress. I mean, I love it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for coming also. Yeah, I love to have a feedback because, like I said, not blowing my trumpet, but I feel like both of them I've spoken with, they have this calm aura that they feel when they are sitting, and that's what I want. I don't want to be sitting down there and then you're like, oh my god, I'm dying.
I was not tense, so I was not fidgeting. I came in so confident, and yeah, even when aside this, I mean, I've had to talk to Sheyi, and we're talking for 1 hour, and for 1 hour Sheyi threw back the things at me, and I'm like, how did he remember this part? Like I said it earlier, how come he's able to? And he didn't even have a pen. You were not writing, no.
I did not jot anything.
You did not jot anything down. And then you just, I mean.
Thank you. Well, thank you. We thank God. That's what I do. Right, guys, it's been fun. We're going to drop it for now. We're going to drop the mic at this very bus stop today. Mm-hmm. Thanks to the production team. Guys, if you have anything to advert, you know I'm here. Reach out to me. Let's work together. Shout out to everyone that's been behind the scene working with me. We need a sponsor, guys. Reach out to me if you want to sponsor this show, either an episode or the whole season. Letting me know.
Please and sponsor. Then
we can do big things, like Jane said. So on that note, I shall see you guys next week, and God bless you. Bye.
Bye-bye.